I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Concerned that believers could overtake the Muslim majority, Pakistan's government wants to clear the slums near the capital. There's about 80,000 Christians living there. Sadly, Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says their partner confirms plans to evict the Christians from their homes.
The CDA, which is the Capital Development Authority, they want these settlements eradicated. At first, they were generating the propaganda that these settlements were harboring Islamic terrorists.
So what will massive displacement do to the church? It'll scatter it. But FMI comes alongside the church leaders to help. Get details at missionnews.org. And in the meantime,
pray for God's good provision for his children. Pray for the wisdom of the pastors who serve in congregations that are made up of those folks, that they would have courageous and creative leadership.
To the west in Gaza, another flare-up has left three dead as Israeli-Palestinian violence enters its third month. With no immediate resolution, despair often seems endless. And yet, hope rises. Tom Doyle, Middle East expert and author of Killing Christians, shares the story of Malik, a Muslim background believer from Palestine.
He has some tough things that he's dealt with, land issues, family members that were killed. It would have been so easy to be bitter toward Israel. God gave him instead a love for Israel, a love for the Jews. And here's this Arab believer from the Gaza Strip that is now learning Hebrew because he loves to share Jesus with Jews in Israel.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.